Welcome to AES Distance Learning Program. Today in this audio lecture, we are going to discuss chapter number 6, Work Energy Power, and the topic name is Law of Conservation of Energy and Conservation of Mechanical Energy. So firstly, let's discuss the Law of Conservation of Energy. The Law of Conservation of Energy states that energy can neither be created nor be destroyed, although it may be transformed from one form of energy to the another form of energy. All the forms of energy follow the law of conservation of energy. In brief, we can say, in a closed system is that a system that is isolated from its surrounding, means there is no interference of surrounding. So in that case, the total energy of the system is conserved. We can see a diagram which is given on the page number 1. You can see here one tree is there and fruits are there on the tree. So when fruit is on the tree, that time the fruit having potential energy. But when fruit is falling down, so that time their potential energy is converting into the kinetic energy. Means here energy is converting from one form to the another form. Similarly, we have example of a battery. Inside the battery, chemical energy is there. So that chemical energy is converting into the electrical energy, and as a result, bulb is glowed here. In the same way, nuclear energy. The nuclear energy is converting into the light energy, and then it is converting into the electrical energy. So all these are example of the law of conservation of energy. Now we will discuss the law of conservation of the mechanical energy. Here we will take the example of a bob of a pendulum. So let us consider the example of an ideal simple pendulum which is frictionless. Here you can see the diagram that is given on the page number 5. The pendulum is oscillating to and fro. When pendulum is at extreme position, so at extreme point it having maximum potential energy, and we know at the maximum height the kinetic energy is zero because velocity is zero. So when pendulum bob is at extreme position, so that time it having maximum potential energy and the zero kinetic energy. In the same way, when pendulum is coming at the mean position, so that time at mean position height is zero, so it means potential energy is zero because potential energy is due to the height of the object or position of the object here. But at that point the velocity is maximum, and we can say the maximum kinetic energy is at the mean position. Similarly, we can say to the other extreme position, if we will do the sum of the kinetic energy and the potential energy at three different points, one is first extreme position, second one is the mean position, and third one is the next extreme point, second one extreme point from the other side. So at each point you will see the sum of the potential energy and the kinetic energy will be same. So it proved here at every point the mechanical energy is conserved. What is mechanical energy? The mechanical energy is the sum of potential energy and the kinetic energy. So we can say the total mechanical energy of a system is conserved, is that the energy can neither be created nor be destroyed. It can be only changed from one form to the another form. In case of pendulum, it is converting from kinetic to potential and potential to kinetic energy. Let us take one more example to prove this phenomena. You can see this in the slide number 6 or page number 6. Here you can see one diagram is there. So in this case, we are going to understand the law of conservation of mechanical energy. So here we are considered, let us understand the principle of mechanical energy more clearly with this example. Let us say a ball of mass M is dropped from a cliff of height h, as shown in the figure. You can see means the height of cliff is h, and we are going to throw a ball of mass m through height h. So So firstly, we will calculate the mechanical energy at height h. Now, in initial condition, the ball is at height h. So that time it will have potential energy. So what is potential energy formula? mgh. Now at the maximum height, the potential energy is maximum but kinetic energy is zero. So you can see on the page number 5, here potential energy is zero when object is at height h, capital H, and kinetic energy is zero. And we will find now total mechanical energy. So we will add the two energy and you will see mgh plus zero is equal to mgh. Okay, so this is a mechanical energy at height h. Now, in the next case, we are going to discuss the mechanical energy at any point which is having height small h from the ground, small h. Earlier it was capital H and now it is at the height small h. At any instant t, that time let the velocity of the object is v1 at time t. This is the second case. So in the second case, the height is small h. So what is potential energy? mgh. Next, we want to calculate the kinetic energy. So at this point, the velocity of the body is v1, small v1. So what will the kinetic energy? Half mv1 square. Okay. So here we will use the equation of motion at middle point, means where your velocity of object is v1. Okay, so here firstly we'll find the velocity v1 in term of capital H and small h. So what we will do here, we will use equation of motion, that is v square minus u square is equal to 2as. Using that equation, we will find the value v1, and v1 is equal to under root 2g in bracket capital H minus small h. This is the velocity in term of capital H and small h. Now we will substitute this value of v1 in the velocity formula, that is half mv1 square. So after substituting this value, finally you will get the kinetic energy is equal to mg capital H minus mg small h. Now you have kinetic energy formula and the potential energy formula. So now substitute the value of both formulas and find the total mechanical energy. So you will get in the second case when object is at height small h, the total mechanical energy is again mgh. Now we will discuss the third case when body is at height zero, means it is almost touch the surface of the earth. So that point when the body height is zero from the earth surface, so that time potential energy will be zero. Now at that point when body is just about to touch the surface of the earth, so let's that time it having maximum potential, it having maximum velocity, and that velocity let it be small v. And now what is kinetic energy? That is half mv square. Now again we will use the equation of motion, that is v square minus u square is equal to 2as. And in this case, initially u is 0, so substitute the value and you will get v is equal to under root 2gh. Okay, so now in the next step, we will substitute the value of v in the formula of kinetic energy, that is half mv square. Substitute the value of v in that formula and rearrange it. So you will get again mgh is the kinetic energy. Now add the potential energy and the kinetic energy of the third case. After adding, you will get mg capital H. So if you compare the three cases which we have discussed now, so in all the three cases you will see the mechanical energy is same, that is mgh. So from all these three cases you can say kinetic energy is conserved. The mechanical energy is conserved. From all the three cases, you will see mechanical energy is same. So we can say mechanical energy is conserved. Means the sum of the kinetic energy and the potential energy is same in all the three cases. near children. That's all for today. The remaining portion of the chapter we will discuss in the next module. Thank you.